over here and feast your eyeballs upon my painting. When people see this painting, Vincent Van Gogh is going to be known as Vincent Van Wint. This painting is so immortal, not even I know what to say.
J.J., is this the painting you're going to submit to the district art contest?
Yep.
It's beautiful. I mean, I could never paint that good.
I'm just wasting my time. I quit.
So do I. Maybe I should just go ahead and quit.
Hey, now, take it easy. Take it easy, y'all. Y'all can't quit. Not my best students.
We your only students.
Let's face it, J.J., I'm not getting anywhere.
Yeah, me either, man. This painting job ain't gonna keep me alive. Hold on. As the French would say, au contraire, and bouillon base. Now, you say you're not getting anywhere. I say this girl can paint. Leo, you say you want to quit. I say, this girl can paint.
Hey, man, you know, this art job ain't for me. And besides, I thought we was gonna be painting nude.
Hey, look here, Leo. Anytime you want to take off your clothes, you go right ahead. But Leo and Emily, don't make any hasty decisions. I mean, tomorrow y'all will feel differently. Just wait and see.
Yeah, I know I will. Because tomorrow I'm joining the Navy.
Navy? Hey, look here, man. Haven't you heard what they're making you do? They make you paint submarines underwater from the outside.
Well, I'm better with a can of spray paint than I am with a brush. Hi, kids. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Mom, you here just in time to try and talk some sense into this young man. Come on over here. What would you say to a young man that's got all this talent and wants to throw it away by joining the Navy?
Anchors away.
I heard that.
Hey, Leo, take it easy, man. I'll give you a discount. Or you can paint for $1.50.
Oh.
I'll even clean your paintbrushes. If you want to paint in a nude, I'll even clean your clothes. Emily, my prize student.
I'm sorry, J.J. Maybe Leo's got the right idea.
No, he doesn't. You don't want to be a sailor. Look here. You got a lot of talent. Ask anybody from any walk of life. What? Look what we have here. A bus driver. Now, let's ask her. Miss Bus Driver, come on over here now. Come on. Now, what do you think of the talent of my last paying student?
Well, to tell you the truth, Emily, ever since you've been coming over here, I've been very much impressed with your work. You really have talent. I mean, your sense of color, your style, it shows a natural ability.
Come on, Mrs. Evans, you're exaggerating.
Oh, come on now. Could a face like this lie? Why, next to Ma, Lincoln's known as Occasionally Honest Abe.
Look, J.J., I haven't got half your talent.
Well, this is true. Emily, you keep on working at it, and one day you'll have your paintings hanging in the Louvre, right under mine, next to those two famous brothers, Michael and Angelo.
Oh, if I didn't know better, I think J.J. painted this.
Now, let's not go crazy. Everybody knows there's only one J.J.
Thank the Lord for that.
But seriously, sweetheart, you do have talent. And I'd hate to see you quit.
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Evans. Look, J.J., I'll let you know what's going on with the class next week, all right?
Okay, Emily.
Oh, come on now, son. Don't let it get you down.
Oh, no, it doesn't, Ma. It's at times like this, I think of the famous words of General Custer. We can get out of this mess as long as we follow them arrows.
Oh, you'll have other students. I just know it.
Yeah, Ma, but that's not what bothers me. Seeing you navigate that bus.
Oh, I don't mind, son. I love my work.
Yeah, but then you have to come home and work some more. It pains me to watch you work this hard.
Yeah, he's gonna stop watching.
Stay out of this, turtle face. Who's gonna come see me win the art contest tonight?
We will, brother-in-law.
All right, then.
We stick together in this family.
JJ, you know, a couple of minutes you were down in the dumps. Now you're just top-heavy with confidence. Boy, I swear you do more swinging back and forth than a fly on a horse's tail.
Well, unbelievers, I want you to behold the latest J.J. Evans masterpiece. I hope y'all can handle it, because here it comes.
JJ, it's beautiful. This is the best thing you've ever done.
Hey, man, I don't know what to say. You can start off with super sensational and fantastic.
Well, it's super sensational and fantastic.
You really mean it? You have such a way with words. You know, everybody knows I'm the best painter in the ghetto.
Then how come you didn't win last year, membrane nose?
The truth is, he didn't take enough time with his painting last year.
Yeah, but this year I'm working on it all the way up to the deadline, which happens to be 5 o'clock.
Well, good luck, son. But don't get your hopes up too high. You know, you just may not win.
Mm-hmm. Not win? The chances of me not winning are the same chances Dolly Parton has of sleeping on her stomach.
Well, since it's such a surefire win, how come you're not working on your acceptance speech?
Dear dudes and dudettes, and members of the JJ School of Art.
JJ, you can't say that. Sounds like you're doing a commercial.
Why not, Ma? When I win the contest, I'm gonna have students coming left and right.
Hey, I gotta get to work. Later, y'all.
Okay.
Well, I better get back to my canvas here, Ma. Got a lot of work to do. Gotta have a lot of silence. Genius at work. Gotta get this stroke exactly...
Hi, y'all!
Exactly wrong.
Something happened?
No, Willona. I just happen to be working on the most significant painting of my life. That's all.
Oh, good. I thought I might be interrupting something important.
You want a cup of coffee?
No, baby. I gotta get back to the boutique. We're having the sale of the year. Everything is marked down 75%.
75%? How will y'all make money?
We spent the whole day marking everything up 80%. But for our regular customers, we got some real good deals.
Mm-mm.
Now, I found the dress for you.
No, don't tempt me.
Flo, remember that dress you loved in the window that cost $200 with the lace sleeves?
I can't afford it.
Flo, it's $80 now. And with my discount, you can get it for $60.
It's still out of my neighborhood.
Well, it's cut to make a woman look 10 pounds thinner.
Yep, there goes the neighborhood.
Ta-da! Finished!
Oh, this is bad. Who did this one?
That's Emily's work.
Oh.
JJ, don't you have to get down to the district hall with your painting for the contest?
No, Ma. I gotta wait for it to dry. Anyway, Bookman promised to take it down in his pickup truck.
Bookman?
Booger did that for you? Honey, how much did he charge you?
Nothing. I just walked up to Bookman and said three little words. Sweet potato pie. Hey, Bookman, just the man I wanted to see. Look here, Bookman, don't forget to take that painting down to the district hall today at 5 o'clock. It's on the easel closest to the door.
On the easel closest to the door, yeah. Mm-hmm. And don't you forget about that sweet potato pie, man.
Don't worry about it, Bookman. It's in the refrigerator closest to the door. And don't eat any of it until you take the painting down to the district hall.
Mmm, sweet potato pie. Well, I can taste it now.
Ah! JJ! Ah! JJ, don't drop me! You sure you got me, JJ?
If I don't, I'll be dead meat. Oh, God. I can see the headlines now. Avalanche of buns kills promising young artist in ham hock
bar. Oh, boy. Oh, JJ, you just got me, huh? Boy, you saved my life, JJ.
Oh, yeah, Bookman. And the life of the people 17 floors down, too. Look, Bookman, don't forget to take that painting down to the district hall by 5 o'clock. Don't forget that painting.
Six
Now, look, don't make me waste my money
Don't tell me you're going to look so bad, child. It's going
to
be...
Oh, hey, Miss Evans. I came to pick up J.J.'s painting.
I know, I know. He told me.
Hi, Miss Woods.
Hi, fat face.
Bookman! No pie until you deliver the painting.
I was just checking to see if you needed a new bulb in here. Hello! JJ, where are you, man? Oh, you don't have the corner of the phone booth? Say what? Oh, you in a hurry and you forgot to sign your name on the painting. No sweat. I just tell him that the painting is being entered by J.J. Evans. Yeah, I got it, man. I'm gonna take care of it right now. Stop eating what pie? Hey, man, I'll take care of it. People don't trust nobody today.
All right, cut it out, Keith. I know I didn't gain that much weight.
There you go.
Smarty.
Ooh-wee!
Is this too much?
Not for me.
You know, if J.J. wins, the whole family may be called up to take a bow.
You know, Thelma, that could be a total disaster for you. Oh. Correction. You won't even be seen in the same room with that walking funhouse over there.
JJ, what in the world is this you got on?
I think it's Liberace's hand-me-down.
That shows you how much you Philistines know about color. My socks are white. My suit is burgundy. My shirt is green. And I am a vision to be seen.
Yeah, you put them all together and they come out obscene.
You got some nerve. A man who wouldn't know a polyester if he stepped on one.
Now, why can't you wear clothes like everybody else, huh?
I hereby declare a moratorium on any more insults about my clothing.
Oh. I'll give you a moratorium.
Hey, I'm ready. Hey, I didn't know it was a costume party. What made you decide to go as a peacock?
Enough, enough. Mom, I got a feeling tonight my ship is going to come in.
All right, folks.
Looks like the whole fleet just came in.
Hey, we better get moving if we want to get some seats.
He's right. We had better hurry. You know, we got to get 5 seats.
Hey, you forgot to include me.
That means we're going to need at least 10 or 12.
Oh, come on, Miss Woods. Oh, JJ, I sure dig your brim, baby. That's bad. Look at that. See, we got the same taste, you know? Now, that hat is something else. I'd like to have one myself, but I think it's a little too conservative for me.
See, Emma, Bookman likes my outfit. How you like it?
Well, let's just say that when you win and you go to accept your cup, if they have a power failure, we'll still see JJ.
But how you like the outfit, Mark?
Come on. Come on. Come on.
See you in the winner's circle.
JJ.
Boy, what a great turnout.
Yeah. I'm so glad so many people came. Uh-oh. Look who's coming. Alderman Davis.
The world's biggest turn off.
Well, if it isn't my favorite project family and their lovely neighbor, Pomona.
Listen, billiard head. This judging better be on the up and up, you hear me?
The name of the Alderman Davis has always been associated with double honesty, double integrity...
And double dealing.
And double de... No! Now, that's not right, Trevona. I'm proud of my record.
And the taxpayers are going to see that it's not a long playing record.
Now, Flo, you see, I was just about to invite you and your family and Verona over to my house for one of my outdoor barbecues. But if you insist on talking like that, then it just might be necessary for me to invite some other nice lady whose lease is also coming up next month.
Oh, topless. You've always known how to fight fair, but you never do.
Well, I see they're ready for me on the podium, so I'll say farewell now to the wonderful Evans and to you too, dear Colonna.
Colonna, take it easy. Matter of fact, why don't you hand out a few of these cards while you're around here?
Cards?
Yeah.
For the finest lessons under the heavens, you can't go wrong with J.J. Evans. I'm not passing these cards out, honey.
J.J., that's no way to advertise your business.
Yeah, Ma, I guess you're right. I'm sorry.
Ain't be subtle.
Oh, no. Boy, put your jacket back on.
I guess I'll go mingle with the people so they can see the winner. Hello there. Yeah, you looking at the winner. How you doing? Nice to see you. It's a wonderful place. Ooh, excuse me, mademoiselle. I can tell by the back of your head that you have a fantastic amount of artistic talent. Why don't you say you... Oh, Emily.
J.J., what is this you're handing me?
Just his usual jive, Emily.
Hey, gang, look. The big breeze is about to blow. Let's sit down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am your alderman, Fred C. Davis. And I thank you for your generous ovation. Now, if you'll just settle back down, we'll get on with it. Friends and neighbors, as I look out upon this wonderful sea of upturned votes, faces, I bid you welcome to the second annual District Art Contest. Now, perhaps you would like to know some of the background behind the organization of this contest. On the other hand, may perhaps you might not. So, we'll just settle right down to the nitty-gritty and announce the prizes. Now, before I announce the first prize, the runner-up is Belinda Robbins for her oil painting, Study in Lust.
In Lust. She must be painting that by memory.
Whatever's going on, it must be going on behind that red stripe. Oh, excuse me, Mother. There must be some mistake.
Don't you mother me. You just give me my plaque, you dirty old man, you. I should have won first prize. You old bald-headed sucker.
And now the moment that we've all been waiting for, the Silver Cup Award for the finest amateur painting in our fair district.
Amateur? You mean professional, brother.
Now, perhaps you might like to know how I became involved in this. On the other hand, perhaps you might not. First prize for his untitled oil painting, James Evans, Jr.
Zima, I told you dreams do come true. First surprise, I had not even planned on winning. I had no idea that this was going to happen. I just can't believe it myself. This is totally amazing.
That's not J.J.'s painting. That's Emily's.
Would you like to say a few words, J.J.?
Well, I hadn't planned on anything, but, you know, they are patrons of the arts and future students. To quote my old buddy Pablo Picasso, known in trade as Petey, he once said, I don't care if people don't look like that. I'm gonna paint them anyway. Or as my one-eared colleague, Vinnie Van Gogh, once said, would you mind
speaking up, friend.
JJ, behind you.
Yeah, Ma, the toughest days are behind me. I've worked very hard on this painting for the last 3 weeks and been working on it day and night. And, I like to say that, I like to say that, this is not my painting. This belongs to a young lady sitting in the front row, Miss Emily Gibbs. Emily, come up and receive your cup.
JJ, are you all right?
Why?
Well, I seem to remember you a little taller.
Oh, just that I thought I'd win the art contest, Ma, and have a flock of students and bring in a lot of money. Sorry I disappointed you.
Disappointed me? A son who is a gifted artist, who can accept defeat and give others credit, who is a great teacher, and whose student won first prize?
Go on.
But the one thing I can't figure out is, what happened to your painting?
I don't know, Ma. Bookman must have delivered the wrong painting.
Impossible. I delivered the right painting. I remember every detail. You said, take the painting off the easel and put it down. Then I smelled the aroma of the sweet potato pie, so I went over to the refrigerator and opened the door. Then the phone rang. That was you. And you told me to take the painting off the easel. That's exactly what I did. I brought the wrong painting. I mean, well, I was just trying to do a favor. I mean, I ain't no Vincent Van Gogh. I was doing it on my day off, trying to do y'all a favor.
Delivered the wrong painting. Yeah.
JJ, isn't there anything we could do to protest the decision?
Oh, no, Ma. I mean, Emily won fan square.
Oh, son. I'm even more proud of you.
There he is. That's my teacher, JJ Evans. Come on.
Well, son, you were wrong about that dream. This one came true.
Yeah, but it sure took the scenic route to get here.